Good morning. It's Friday the 12th. Let's recap the week.
Yeah. And the honest version is the top line held, but the bottom line didn't.
Unpack that.
So here's the thing that should jump out. Net contribution per seat in May. A year ago, it was 106 Rand. This May, 8 Rand, 47.
Hold on. From 106 to 8?
Down 92%. Profit before tax was negative 110 million Rand against negative 25 a year ago.
That's the whole story right there. What's eating it?
Fuel. Fuel cost per passenger more than doubled, up 118%. It's now 47% of total cost.
So the cost line is the week's real headline, not capacity.
Right. And it bleeds straight into how we read yield.
Because yield looks great on paper.
Up 38% year on year in May. But don't call that pricing power. Of the yield uplift, 98% is fuel surcharge recovery. Underlying is about 5 Rand.
So we're passing fuel through, not winning on price.
Exactly. It's recovery, not strength. Same caveat on the June month to date number, yield up 26%, surcharge effect again.
Okay, June so far, quick shape.
10 days in, revenue is basically flat year on year, down 0.2%, but passengers down 21%. Capacity down 13%.
So revenue per flight's carrying it.
Up 16%. We're flying less and charging more to stand still. That's the trade right now.
What about the forward book? Where's June landing?
Careful here. The filed schedules are noisy, fuel, and the whale cancellations are distorting them. So treat this as soft.
Noted. With that caveat.
June's tracking about 7 points behind the curve overall. The drags are George Lanceria, 23 points behind, Cape Town George, and Bloem Cape Town.
And the bright spots?
Leisure. Joburg Zanzibar's 32 points ahead of the curve, Joburg Mauritius 15 ahead. That's the one clean signal in the book.
Does that carry into July?
Same pattern, stronger. Zanzibar 55 points ahead for July already, Mauritius 43. The domestic regionals, Bloem Joburg, East London Joburg, are still sitting cold.
So the takeaway we didn't have Monday is leisure long haul is where the demand is.
That's the week's lesson. The yield strength is fuel pass-through. The demand strength is leisure.
What about Cape Town Port Elizabeth? It moved again.
Capacity up 28, load factor off 13 points. But the contribution impact is 32,000 Rand. Immaterial. Seasonal noise, not a problem. One to watch, not act on.
Good, we leave it there. Market share, anything real?
We held 49% of seats in May. On the ASI-ASI side, our passenger share slipped about 4.5 points year on year, but that's a soft demand month, not a share war.
And the Rand? That feeds fuel.
Weakened almost 11% month on month, 16.29. So even with jet fuel down 10% on the month, the currency claws some of that back.
Which is why the cost relief isn't showing up yet.
Right. Watch the Rand more than the barrel right now.
All right, two questions for the exec table before the weekend.
Go.
One, if contribution per seat is 8 Rand and PBT is negative 110, what's the capacity discipline call for July? Do we trim the cold regionals like East London Joburg and Bloem Joburg?
And two, the leisure book, Zanzibar and Mauritius, is way ahead of the curve. Are we leaving money on the table on price there while we discount to fill domestic?
Two good ones. The surcharge is masking the yield, the fuel's masking the loss, and leisure is the only clean demand. That's the week.
Have a good weekend. Actually, before we wrap, one we skated past. On Durban-Joburg, our second biggest route at over 140,000 seats each way, we lost about 8,000 seats year on year, while SAA added more than 10,000. Our share there dropped about 8 points each direction. That is not soft demand. That is SAA taking the trunk.
So the real share war isn't Port Elizabeth, it's Durban, and CA is winning it. Have a good one.